The following presentation is brought to you by www.talkingmp3players.com, the home of the affordable talking MP3 players.
In this presentation, we're going to go over recording both from the built-in mono microphone and from the FM radio. Now, of course, there are many uses for recording from the built-in microphone. For instance, if you want to make voice notes, jot down things so you don't forget, jot down instructions, create contact lists containing the name and the phone number and address or whatever other information you may require, and that kind of thing. And, of course, recording from the FM radio is pretty much self-explanatory. I mean, you can record music, you can record radio shows, whatever comes over the FM radio frequencies that you'd like to record. First, I'll show you how to record from each of the two sources, microphone or FM radio, and then I'll show you how to quickly get to the settings in case you want to change from recording in MP3 to recording in WAV or WAVPAC or AIFF. And the areas where you can set the bit rate and sample rate and all that kind of good stuff. First, I'm going to show you how to record using the built-in mono microphone. So we're going to click the power button to turn it on.
Recent bookmarks.
Now we're going to arrow down until we get to
Files, FM radio, recording.
And at this point, we click the Enter key or Select button. And what that does is it engages the recording circuit, but it does not start recording. You have to click the select button or enter key a second time for it to actually start recording. So we're going to do the first click, and you might be able to hear it on the in the recording because it's plugged into my computer and I'm recording it. So now we're actually going to start recording, so I'm going to click the enter key or select button once more. Now we're recording, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, 1, 2, 3. And now, to stop recording, we hold the power button down, and we count to 10, as in 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, etc. So I'm going to hold the power button down now. And what that does is it turns the player off, and it saves the recording. Alright, it's turned off. So now, to listen to the recording we just made, we turn the player on.
Recent bookmarks.
And we arrow down to
Files.
And we click the Enter key or Select button to go into there.
Audiobooks.
Now we arrow down to
Manuals, My Music, Playlists, Podcasts, Recordings.
And we click the Enter key or Select button to go into there.
RMIC130716-133435.mp3.
And there's the recording we just made. So to play it, we're going to click the Enter key or Select button. Now we're recording, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, 1, 2, 3. And now to stop recording, we hold the power button down. And there's the recording. Alright, now I'm going to show you how to record from the FM radio. So let's turn the player on.
Recent bookmarks.
Let's arrow down to
Files, FM radio.
FM radio. So now we click the Enter key or Select button to go into the FM radio.
No settings found.
Auto scan. We're on the station, so I'm going to pause it so you can hear the sub-menu better. Alright, so when you want to record, you hold down the Enter key or Select button until the menu pops up.
Preset.
Then you arrow down to
Add preset, load preset, save, clear preset list, force mono, mode, scan, region, sound setting, recording.
Recording. And you click the Enter key. Now remember, that just engages the recording circuit. So to actually start recording, you click the Select button or Enter key a second time, which I just did, so it's recording it now. We just let it go for a few seconds. And to stop the recording, again, we hold down the power button for 10 seconds, counting slowly. So we're going to do that now. And after the 10 seconds, the radio turned off, letting us know that the recording and the player was turned off and the file was saved. So now, to listen to the recording, we turn the player back on.
Recent bookmarks.
We arrow down to
Files.
And we click the Enter key or Select button to go into there.
Audiobooks.
Then we arrow down
Manuals, My Music, Playlists, Podcasts, Recordings.
And we click the Enter key to go into there.
RFM130716-14545.mp3.
And that's our recording, so I'll click the Enter key on it to play it. Gonna pay attention to your dreams. And that's our recording that's playing. So now we can stop it playing.
Create a bookmark.
And I'm not going to create a bookmark.
RFM130716-14545.mp3.
Now, the name of the file as you're hearing it is RFM. FM standing for FM recording. I believe the R stands for Rockbox. Followed by a series of numbers, which is basically the date and the time of the recording. So, I have the FM recording there. Now, if I arrow down, you're going to hear this instead.
RMIC130716-133435.mp3.
RMIC followed by a series of numbers, which is the date and the time of the recording. The MIC stands, of course, for microphone. So that's how you can tell if it's a microphone recording or a recording from the FM radio. And as you heard, it's a very good recording on the FM radio. It comes in stereo. And it records it faithfully and high fidelity and all that kind of good stuff. So now I'm going to show you how to get to the different settings in case you wish to change something in the recording settings.
Recordings. Files.
Okay, so from the main menu, we arrow down to
FM radio, recording.
And once we get to recording, we hold down the Select button until the menu pops up.
Format.
And here is where you can tell it what format you want to record in, whether it's MP3 or WAV or WAV pack. So we'll go into here.
MPEG Layer 3.
That's MP3.
WAV pack.
WAV pack.
AIFF.
AIFF.
PCM WAV.
And WAV. So when you get your player, it'll be set on MP3.
MPEG Layer 3.
Which is that one. So we'll click the left button to back out of here.
Format. Encoder settings.
Encoder settings. Let's see what we can change here.
Bitrate.
The bitrate. And that's the only setting in here is the bitrate. So we can go inside and look.
128 kilobits per second.
So it's set at 128 KB. And we'll go up so we can wrap around and see what the limits are.
160 kilobits per second, 192 kilobits per second, 224 kilobits per second, 256 kilobits per second, 320 kilobits per second, 16 kilobits per second.
So the highest level is 320 kb and the lowest is 16.
24 kilobits per second, 32 kilobits per second, 40 kilobits per second, 48 kilobits per second, 56 kilobits per second, 64 kilobits per second, 80 kilobits per second, 96 kilobits per second, 112 kilobits per second, 128 kilobits per second.
And that's what it comes set at, is 128. So it's the entire range of MP3. So let's back out by using the left button.
Bitrate. Encoder settings.
And let's arrow down.
Frequency.
Frequency, this is basically the sampling rate.
44 kilohertz.
It comes set at 44. And let's arrow up to see what the choices are. It'll wrap around.
32 kilohertz. 24 kilohertz. 22 kilohertz. 16 kilohertz. 48 kilohertz.
So it'll go from 16 to 48.
44 kilohertz.
And that's where it comes set at, 44. So let's left arrow to get out of here.
Frequency.
Let's arrow down.
Source.
Source, basically...
Microphone.
It comes set as microphone, which allows you to record from the built-in microphone. And you don't have to change it to record from the FM radio, because if you start the radio and you record as I just showed you, it records from the FM radio. So you don't really have to change this from microphone, because you don't need to. So let's back out of here. There's only the two choices. There's microphone or
FM radio.
FM radio.
Microphone.
So just leave it on microphone, and when you record with a microphone, it records from the microphone. When you record from the radio, it records from the radio.
Source.
Let's see if there's anything else in here.
Channels.
Channels. I've got it set at...
Stereo.
And basically leave it there, because if you record from the microphone, it's going to be a mono recording, because it's a mono microphone. And if you record from the FM radio, of course you want it to record in stereo. You don't want to end up with a mono recording of a stereo song. So, let's back out of here.
Channels.
Let's see if there's anything else.
Mono mode. File split options.
You can have it split your files automatically if you like.
Pre-record time.
And there is a pre-record time. And what it does is basically it keeps a buffer of the sounds that are occurring, so that when you do press that, the select button a second time for it to start recording, it'll put in the buffer first. So it's basically a safety feature so you don't miss what you want to record.
Clear recording directory.
Clear recording directory. This does not delete your recordings. What it does is basically it changes the default save folder for your recordings. Right now it's set to the recordings folder, but if you press this button, it's going to start storing your recordings in the root directory of the player. So don't hit this button. Leave it as it is, and it'll store your recordings in the recordings folder.
Clipping light. Trigger. Peak meter. Browse configuration files. Save configuration file format.
And that's basically it. So this is where you would go if you want to change any of these settings for recording.
Recording.
And that's basically all there is about recording.
To find out more about our products and services, visit www.talkingmp3players.com. And don't forget to visit the specials page to see our latest weekly sale.